That helps. That helps a lot.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
So I wanted to roll into your second topic, which is an interesting one because I know that a lot of people miss this boat. They don't think about this specific one for leveraging and getting deals in, which so your second secret to success is your sphere of vendors. So explain to us why that is your second secret to success.
Well, you've got to have lenders that you can talk to, attorneys you can talk to, you can call and say, hey, I've got this closing. We need to get it closed in 3 or 4 weeks. Can you do it? Yes or no? Okay, let me call my next person. You know, if you're not spread out, if you keep your circle kind of, you know, tight, I feel you can get more done like that because you develop a friendship and a working relationship at the same time. You know, they know my style. They know if I'm going to send a contract, it's going to be clean. You know, the lender is going to know, well, let's see. Let's talk about this client. Let me see how I can work with them. You know, it's important just to have those people because I'm not a lender. I'm not an attorney. So it's important to have the people you can call on speed dial and say, hey, I got a quick question. Hey, do you think we can do this? Okay, if not, let me move on to the next one. And I've got 3 main lenders and 3 main attorneys that I use. That's not to say sometimes I don't have to use somebody else because they have stuff they're doing too. So they might be booked, but I've got my main people to go to, and that's important.
So how do you pick who you're sending a deal to?
It depends on the type of transaction. So here, for me, if someone's doing a USDA loan, which is rural development, or FHA, or a more government-backed loan, I have a lender that works those loans very well. Then I have my lender that I send my conventional clients to. VA, I've got a certain lender that I use mostly for that. So it just came over the course of time working with different people, seeing who did things better and who, you know, who got the deal done in a quick amount of time, not necessarily quick, but a reasonable amount of time. And we didn't have a lot of hangups.
That's interesting, actually, because I think a lot of people would feel kind of bought into a specific person. They feel like maybe they would get their feelings hurt. So to speak, like this lender, oh, they do all these loans. And it's like, yeah, but I'm going to go to this guy for the VA and be like, why don't you use me? You know, have you ever had to have those conversations? And you're like, yo, Jeff, because you're fucking, you're shit at VA, but you're great at FHA, mate.
I don't think anybody does a shitty job on anything. I just think some people do different types of clients better because their company might not do that many USDA loans. You know what I mean? As an institution, that might not be their specialty. But if it's your specialty, then, no. You know, that's just like anything else. I'm not going to go to a brain surgeon to get heart surgery.
Sounds you know like you're focusing, which is smart. You're focusing on efficiency. Like it's like, hey, this person is going to do this one thing very well. I'm going to use them for that thing because I know it's going to get done right and quickly. Interesting analogy you use. And there's the same one about like a brain surgery where you would if one charge you or a new one charge you like 10 grand and a guy's done 10,000 surgeries charge you 10 grand. He would probably get it done faster. And the other guy, you might go, well, I'm your first surgery. I don't want to pay 10. I'll give you like a grand. Even though they've got the same credentials, it's like, I know you're going to get it done. I don't care whether it's faster or more expensive. It's like, it will get done. It'll get done quickly and it'll definitely get done right. And like that is, I think this also, what we're kind of talking about here, follows on that your clients get a great experience with you, which is why you're saying like Zillow and then referrals and now it's Sphere. It's like, well, why are they coming back to you? They had a great fucking experience, right?
Yeah.
And that comes down to great relationships with vendors. Now, I've got a question with you about vendors, because we use a strategy, and I'm curious whether you do. If you don't, this might be a new one for you, but I'm sure you do. Okay. So like when we're working with, say, Title Loan, they're quite common ones for getting referrals the other way. Like they might go, hey, I've got this person, like, you know, they're looking for another realtor. Do you have deals with, say, like roofers or contractors, electricians, plumbers, who you are also really tight with, and they end up sending you deals because they're like, hey, I'm, you know, doing this deal with this person, or like I'm helping this person in their house. They mentioned they want to sell. I've sent them over to you. Do you have those types of relationships too or not?
I do have a few. I have a contractor that I work with, and he may send some people my way. I've had a lender that I work with a lot say, hey, I've got somebody looking in this area, and the realtor that they were working with, they don't know anything about Conway. So yeah. Can you take them? So yeah, that helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah. It's just, it's a missed opportunity for most realtors, is that strong vendor bond. It works both ways, because even if, say, the roofer isn't looking to buy or sell a home, the amount of people he interacts with, like we always talk about having great relationships with like financial planners, estate attorneys, mm-hmm. all these people, because they interact with a lot of people in the mm-hmm. housing space, right? These are mm-hmm. great sources of information. The other thing about the roofer is like, what happens if his mom or sister or cousin or aunt or uncle is looking to sell and you've got a great relationship with him? Who do you think that deal's going to come to?
Right.
Especially yeah. if you're sending him consistent business. And one thing you mentioned at the beginning, it's like, we build a great friendship. Like, it's a working relationship, but like, I'm tight with these people. I've used them for years and we stay close. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, pre-podcast here, you asked us about me and Peter and how we met. And it's like, and I told you that story. And it's like, because you, every now and again, you come across a decent person who does a great job. And you keep them close, because you know how rare those people do tend to be, especially in today's world. There's a lot of noise. And it's like, that's just something that I value. It's obviously something that you value too. It's like, mm-hmm. keep these good people close, treat them right. well, give them, I'm sure you send some of these guys gifts and stuff as well, because it's like, listen, I appreciate you doing a fucking great job for my client, right. here, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.